you know, they're in the old jail, sheriff's department from how many years ago? Yeah. So we're going to run into some issues with older buildings.
I think there may be even be marks on the wall. I had a discussion. I've not dropped the ball here as indicated. I had a discussion with Renee about this very issue about getting to the HR department, the slope of the entrance off the steps. This has all been covered. This is an administrative action that needs to be taken. It doesn't need to be agendized to come in and throw to the commission when any commissioner is available for conversation about it. The buildings and grounds person, Renee Bruska, and myself have had this discussion about the different locations and the presentation to the commission about what's being thought about being done, and I'm sure that led to this letter that we received this morning. But that
probably she was set back because of the accident her husband had. And the way she scheduled for vacation didn't get to, I don't know what all happened. Personally, there were some issues.
Right, but this is an administrative issue that doesn't need to be an agendized item. It was brought to the county commission by the public. It's being handled by the commission through an administrative process. End of subject.
May I address the commission? You questioned the word I used. I've got the article. The word was interfere. I did quote that correctly. That's the word you used according to the newspaper.
I could sit here and go into a rant and rave like some people do, but I don't plan on doing that. I'd like to move on with county business that pertains to the county, not somebody agendizing something that they want to have a grandstand to criticize somebody about.
Danny, may I ask, Mitch agendized 3 times now. Why did you put it on the agenda
I didn't vote for it to be put on the agenda.
Well, it's your all's commission. You all had it on the agenda to start this.
Because if we don't, you'll just come to public comment anyways. That's the historical weather. And then we can't comment at all. So what do we do? If we don't, you guys go around, you circumvent the system, and you abuse it. So what do we do?
I would dare you to pull the minutes in the last 3 years and see how many times I personally have come before you in public comment.
Okay.
And to your subject about saying I have been deceptive, I did not know. I did not check the agenda. I check the agenda very often. And when I'm on the agenda, like this issue is today, your office sends me an acceptance thing to know if I'm going to be there. You could have very well had your staff, whoever decided, Danny says he didn't want to have it on the agenda, so that leaves Mike and Brandon. I don't know why you gentlemen wanted it on the agenda, but you did not send it to me, and I was the subject of the discussion.
You received the agenda. On the agenda, I believe it stated wheelchair accessibility.
Yes, sir, but I didn't see the agenda.
Do we need to hand deliver one to you? I don't understand why this is an issue.
Well,
I believe it's deceptive is because you knew about it, you were given the information, you chose, I guess, not to look at the information, but you're saying that the commission, that's all I'm saying, it's deceptive.
Brandon, say that I knew about it, I'm telling you I did not know about it because I didn't see the agenda. If I had, I would have been here.
In the letter to the editor, you're putting out there as if you had you known, you'd have been here.
Exactly.
And it's our fault that it's our fault that you didn't know.
I didn't say it was your fault. I just said that's why I wasn't here.
Okay.
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Then you might want to reread your letter to the editor.
You really want me to? I'll be happy to.
I'm saying you might reread it.
Chuck?
There's nothing in here that says that I blame the county commission for anything.
Okay.
I'm addressing the issue that came up that had reference to myself. And you don't like me to do that. You accuse me of abusing the public comment.
I believe there's a lot of people that do, yes.
Thank you for hearing me on this.
Court orders.
Gentlemen, you've got your books before you. Would you like to look at personal property first or real estate?
First on here is prepaid paid abatements for personal property.
Okay.
Is that right? Do you have the same order as this?
I have this right here. The same thing you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a comment before we go into this because I'll be voting against anything that's brought. We had BOE through the month of July. All this stuff could have been presented at that time. Here we are less than a month after BOE closed, and we're going through court orders and making a decision on assessed property and stuff. I didn't want that put on the agenda also, but this is a three-man commission, and the decision was made to go ahead and put it on there. So,
if I could respond, Mr. Strahan, these are personal property refunds where the taxpayer has paid on their bill, possibly inappropriately. For instance, they had the wrong vehicle. That kind of stuff can't be brought to the Board of Equalization because this is, I believe, all prior years. 2016 hasn't hit the collector's office, so this is going to be 2015 and before. If there are any 2016 in here, what we do is I notify the collector's office. She pulls the tax bills, which she doesn't have yet, but when she does get them, she'll pull them and hold them until I get things adjusted, and then she sends out the correct tax bill. But I believe that these are all prior years. I personally have not examined these, Chuck, or any of these. Well, they can't be since they're all refunds. They have to all be prior years. And I'm sorry, Mr. Strand, I can't bring those to BOE. I will say that I wish that I had put them on the commission agenda during BOE, but we were so busy with BOE, we had hours and hours and days during BOE, that I chose not to put them on the commission's agenda at that time. So these citizens have been waiting, some of them, 4 weeks for these refunds. And I apologize, that's my fault. I thought it was more important for us to get through BOE and then present these to you now. So,
my only question, I don't have a problem with being on here, obviously, because we put them on here. 2012, 2013, in that, how far back do we go?
I think it's 3 years. Is that right, Chuck? Only 3 years on a personal property.
Is it 3 years? So it'd be, does it start with 16?
15,
so
15, 14, 13?
So the 12, we really can't do.
I wish Sheila was in here because she more addressed that than I do.
Danny, do you remember?
Do I remember?
I was thinking it was 2 years.
It was 2 years that we voted on as a commission to see those back to 2 years. Then they brought a statute in that said that we could go back 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the county commission for years only heard up to 2 years back.
Now, on this actual,
I don't ever remember us only going 2 years. I mean, possibly I'm remembering wrong, but I believe it's always going back 3 years.
I think it'll be a vote of the county commission if you'll look back in the minutes.
Yeah.
And see.
Yeah, but I think it was, since I've been on, I think it's been 3 years. So, now on the abatement year, it says 2014, 2015, 2014. Does that, but yet in the evidence, on the Andre Anderson, so if we, it's just, it says 2012. Are they asking for the abatement just on, or the refund just on 2014? excuse me, 2015?
Well, I'm showing the abatement year is 2014, 2015. Which one are you talking about?
300145. The abatement year is 2015, but in our motion, if we say to approve Exhibit A, is that just 2015 or does that include 12?
Do you see that, Chuck?
Are they just asking for
Anderson, it is.
Go ahead, Chuck.
I'm not sure what you're saying. If you look at the spreadsheet, there's 300, 143, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all personal property. And it has the year indicated that they're requesting.
Okay, so it's just those years.
Yes.
I know what you're trying to get at, and I'm trying to find that on here. I don't see the actual tax year on here.
Which one are you looking at?
Anderson.
In our book here, it says 2012 refund abatement number 82458. That's why I'm trying to figure out what we'd actually be approving.
Okay.
Or is that just evidence showing that they sold the 2010?
Oh, sold 2010 Chevy in 2012. That's
right.
Just evidence to us. But no, this is. Okay, I can tell you this report here pulls directly from the tax book.
Okay.
So this is referencing the correct
just
tax
those years.
Just those tax years.
Okay.
I was confused on what you were asking. Thank you for clarifying that.
So it's just those years. So I'll go ahead and label that Exhibit A with today's date, which is 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Move to approve Exhibit A dated 8/15.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
I'm going to abstain from the process, not the taxpayer's refund, but I'm abstaining from the way this thing has been put together. We had BOE for 10 days and had the full month of July when this stuff needs to be taken care of, to take care of it, and we didn't do so. So that I'm abstaining. Again, the process.
Only trying to follow the law, and the law only allows BOE for current year taxes.
I believe the record should show he just abstains. I don't know.
I got it.
And motion carries.
Erroneous assessments. Are all of these, except for the last one dealing with the property that we took into, it was that road, it was that Violin Drive. And I remember looking at it up here on the screen. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Chuck's going to have to help you with these. I'm afraid I don't know anything about these.
Was that a vacate? Was that a, it's the road right there by the.
All those properties were discussed during BOE that were on Violin Drive.
Oh, so it was during BOE that we turned around and we lowered the value to...
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm saying about this.
The issue is, Danny, I don't think you understand, is BOE can only address
value.
That current year, I'm fully aware of the way this thing, I've been here for 12 years, I'm fully aware of the way it operates.
If you look at your spreadsheet, you will find out that these court order requests are not for the current year, they're for the previous year. There's no way the BOE, the assessor, can legally look at these previous years.
That could have been presented to the county commission during the time that we're talking about, the very properties that are on the during the month of July, it could have been presented at the same time.
They haven't paid them, right?
These are going back to 2010. I would think they've been paid.
Have they been paid? Do you know?
I don't.
Ms. White? It's the Southern Pine, is that Violin Road, Violin Drive?